that many of medicine's most troubling questions have been answered not by being dogmatic, but by being open-minded. If allergists are ever to figure out peanut allergy, rather than forging ahead with a worldwide ban on peanuts and hoping for the best, more creative thinking that draws on both traditions is necessary. Thanks for listening.
The essay was written and presented by Matthew Smith, and it was recorded at Radio 3's Free Thinking Festival. The producer was Allegra McElroy. Don't forget that you can download all of the New Generation Thinker essays at the Radio 3 website. Well, Free Thinking continues on Monday with a debate about the social media's effect on our relationship with other people. It features the journalists Kate Adie and David Aronovich. You can hear that debate on Monday evening at 10 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high definition sound online. It's now 11 o'clock. Time for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
With just under 6 weeks before Christmas, I thought I'd help you out with a few suggestions for crimble prezzies and stocking fillers, and that was one of them. the Hot 8 Brass Band's latest album, The Life and Times Of. It's the sounds of the streets of New Orleans at its energetic and colourful best, and it simply vibrates with glorious vitality. The album's got many great tunes on it, including a fab new take on the Specials' Ghost Town. Steaming Blues is the opening track on it, and that's the one I chose to start tonight's programme with. I'm Lopa Kotari, and this is World on Three. Tonight, my guests are a band from the very heel of Italy, Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino. I've also got some vintage Africa in the shape of Angelique Kidjo and Chansek, Mercury Award nominee Sam Lee, and music from three very youthful and popular groups that may make you scramble around for your earplugs, but I am sure will bring a smile to your faces and a skip to your step. So what do you think of these guys? They're called Micro Guagua. They're from Barcelona's Raval district, which is a very colourful part of the city that has the trendiest and hippest bars and cafes, but also encompasses the sleazier side of city life. Well, Micro Guagua formed about 6 years ago and still play every day in and around the streets of the barrio. Here they are with Iman from their album Al Borde de la Ruta.
jeito que a nega arrumou de se vingar do malandro. Foi duro, foi barra, foi marra, foi forte demais. Se perfumou toda, botou short, blusa e tamanco. Saindo, batendo a porta sem olhar pra trás. Ela se endoidou, foi pro baile. Sem olhar pra trás. Ela se endoidou, foi pro baile, dançou, rebolou até não poder mais. Ela se endoidou, foi pro baile, dançou, rebolou até não poder forte demais. Se perfumou toda, botou short, blusa e tamanco. Saindo, batendo a porta sem olhar pra trás.
Samba from Hoge, spelt R-O-G-E, who is one of Rio's cariocas. He runs a regular Sunday jam session in one of the city's samba houses, Carioca da Gema in Lapa. It's been going a year, which is no mean feat given how many music establishments there are and how particular Brazilians are about their samba. That track is on the Rough Guide to Samba out on World Music Network, which also includes songs from Marcinalia, Luisa Maita, Samba Chula de São Brás, all great names of samba, both modern and traditional. Heading over to Denmark now, and music that combines the electro beat of Copenhagen with the gypsy heart of Serbia. Tako Lako has brought out their debut album. It's called Through the Mud, and in places it is a bit too mashed up and kind of unfocused. But Rupa Jurupa, the opening track, is a good example of what they call psychedelic gypsy beat.
Ovaj recept je uzet iz dubine moje prošlosti. Dakle, neću da se zamara najveće od toga. Okej.
Thank you.
One of those stocking fillers for you, Rough Guide to Senegal and the Africando All-Stars, featuring the beautiful voice of Chansek. They say that Senegal is a land of musical giants. Well, Chansek is one of them, one of the country's legends. He started out as part of the mighty orchestra Baobab and then formed his own group, Ram Dam, in 1974, that's still going strong today. The Africando All-Stars, by the way, was formed in 1993 by Ivorian producer Ibrahim Sila and Malian music arranger Bonkana Maiga, with the aim of bringing together New York salsa musicians with artists from Senegal. And I'm going to play another more contemporary track from Rough Guide to Senegal later on tonight. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, on BBC Radio 3. Coming up in a short while, music from my guests in session, Italy's canzoniere Greccanico Salentino. But first, a couple more tunes, a bit of bluegrass from Holland and Cajun blues from America's Deep South. Standing Tall, out on Rootbeat Records, is Vera Van Heeringen's debut album. It's a fine selection of her own compositions, skillfully produced by Andy Bell of Britfolk duo Spires and Bowden fame. Vera's played with the Flatville Aces and toured with several old-time Cajun bands. Now based in Wales, she's brought out her own solo album. Recorded at home on warm old mics, it has a certain understated and timeless feel about it. Here she is with Lulu Walls.
Such a star I've never seen. She's as pretty as a queen. She's as perfect as an angel from above. If she'll only be my wife, I'll live happy pretty as a queen. She's as perfect as an angel from above. If she'll only be my wife, I'll live happy all my life with that aggravating beauty, Lulu. Janvier, donne-moi Pauline. Oh non, Pauline, Pauline est trop jeune. Oh, pas janvier, c'est la seule qui mange pain mais. Oui, elle est la seule qui je veux aimer dans tout ce pays. Oh, pas janvier, donne-moi Pauline. Tu vas me faire mourir si tu me la donnes pas. Parce que moi j'aime trop Pauline. Oh, Pauline, ma jardine Pauline, qui moi j'aime autant. Janvier,
me crève le cœur. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye pour toujours.
Melancholic Cajun blues from four-time Grammy-nominated Cedric Watson et Bijou Créole. Pas Janvier is from his album Creole Moon, live from the Blue Moon Saloon, and it's part of Louisiana Legends, lovingly compiled by Garth Cartwright for Songlines magazine and included in last month's issue. And so to my guests on tonight's programme, Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, a modern-day roots band from the very heel of Italy. We're going to hear from Mauro Durante, the band leader, in a moment, but first they're going to start this Medivel session with a song called Bedu Stanotte.
Made
totally exhilarating music from Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, music that at the heart of its sound is the beating drum, the tamburello. Mauro Durante is the leader of the group. Mauro, tell me, that music is meant for dancing, surely?
Yeah, for sure. Dance is the biggest part of this music and is totally connected to the sound of the instruments, of the tambourine. It's half and half important. Music and dance.
And this is music that's typical of the heel of Italy, Salento, is that right?
Yeah, Salento is the most southern part of the Puglia region in Italy, and is also the most southern eastern part of Italy as well, the hill, as you said. And Salento is some way a crossroad, because we have always been in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, with having also many foreign domination like Spanish or French, connection with Albania or African. And then at the same time, we are like an island, because you don't just step by Salento, you have to want to go there. So we are at the same time a crossroad with so many influences also in our music, but an island as well, because a phenomenon of possession, a ritual like Tarantismo lasted until the 60s of this, of the last century.
So it's a place that's actually quite different to the rest of Italy.
Yes, we speak a dialect connected to the Italian, but at the same time, in the core of Salento, there is a small area called Grecia Salentina, where people used to speak an ancient dialect that actually came from Greek. And this dialect is called Greco or Grecanico, like part, as part of our name.
So tell me about Tarantismo.
It's a ritual of a possession, where there was the belief that people that got bitten by a spider called Taranta eventually fell in a state of disease, illness. They couldn't move and feel good. And the only way to get healed was to dance for hours, sometimes days, the rhythm of the tambourine, the music of pizzica, and expel the poison, feel good again.
So you dance out the devil.
Yeah, that's right.
So these very old songs, I mean, hundreds of years old.
These are traditional songs that we reinterpretate and play with our own sensibilities. We like to think that for us, a traditional music is modern at the same time, because we play as we feel it. Also, the history of our band, Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, that was born in 1975, was to research and repropose at the same time these materials, doing a sort of
revival.
Yeah. It's hard to say how old are them, but we try to pick those songs that can be important for the present, because the subjects are universal, like love, or like the expression of a disease, or some invocation to God. And at the same time, we like to compose new tracks, new songs that can speak about the present and answers to some immediate needs.
So what's the next piece you're going to play for us?
The next piece is one song in Greco, that ancient dialect I was speaking before. It's called Itela.
Να σου πω και μ' απαστεί να πάει να πει της μάνας ο να ζαρμάζει άρτε είσαι και τσάζε σε γομεδέει γένεσαι μάλιζε με Ήθελα να σου πω και να σου δείξω τα αρτάρι που βαστώ μέσα στο πέτο. We'll be right back.
Itella, a measured song from Canzoniere Gricanico Salentino with Giulio Bianco on Zampogna, the Italian bagpipes there. More from Mauro and the gang in about 20 minutes. It is now time to meet the dudes. I promised you some music from popular youth culture, and here it is. This trio of tracks is undoubtedly cheesy and makes liberal use of synths and drum kits that were the sound of the 90s, but they also make me smile, and they're the kind of tunes that would get everyone on their feet at the school disco and fill the cup of courage just enough to brave asking someone to dance. Earth-shattering? No. Ear-shattering? After a fashion. The pictures on the CD covers, however, are delightful, posed and strutting. Cuba's Cubanito, Mewe of Ivory Coast, and Jay Liba from Togo, they are the dudes.
La puerta que está tocando el amor. Yo estoy aquí para curarte, para quitarte tu dolor. Yo vengo con Maggi y con el embajador. MCY, el doctor, esto es lo mejor que está sonando en español.
Okay, c'est le petit taille au père, ouais. Cette fois avec le vieux père, mais ouais, jouer dans les clubs, dans les stades, hey. S'il y a couvre-feu, tout est gâté doucement, s'amusement ailleurs. Mettez le feu, mouillez le maillot, non, si yo, s'il y a plus couvre-feu, papa, mais ouais. Manouam Sene, c'est Noam Sene, amigo. Jetons doucement, c'est gâté si tu sors pas. Même à Shanghai, Barbie dort pas. Drogba, petit ballon comme ça. C'est le feu, allumez ça. C'est la fin, je fais le constat. Fait déjà des années constat. Maintenant je peux m'ambiancer, car le feu a fait son combat.
On ne joue pas avec le feu.
Jamais.
Vous qui nous privez de feu. Allumez le feu,
oh yeah.
Allumez le feu,
oh yeah.
Allumez le feu,
oh yeah.
N'éteignez pas le feu,
oh yeah.
Allumez le feu,
oh yeah.
Allumez le feu. Ne nous privez pas de feu,
oh yeah.
Something in you,
oh yeah.
Something in it.
Yeah.
Something in you.
Hey.
Something in you.
non, 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 arrête, ne fais pas d'illusion. Je ne suis pas gangsta, je ne suis pas alcoolique, je suis un super singer. Je roule dans mon mouvement, positivement, légalement. Tout doucement, je roule tranquillement. On est là tous pour le même combat. C'est pour la paix, la liberté qu'on se bat. Passe à ma tenue de combat. Ma chose, mon baggy, mon t-shirt, le rythme, le microphone. Hip indépendance, hop indépendance. Les hip-hop sont mon domaine, qui se sont qui dégaine. Voici le son pour les hypocrites. Cette mélodie, c'est pour les hypocrites. Cette mélodie, c'est pour les hypocrites. Fire, chili, bad, fire, 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 fire,
washing her white marble stone. She whooped, she hollered, she called so loud. She waved her lily white hand. Come hither to me, George Collins, cried she, for your life it won't last you long. He put his bandbow down by Brent's side, and across the river sprang he. He clipped his hands round her middle so small, and he kissed her red ruby lips. Then he rode home to his father's own house, loudly knocked at the ring. Arise, your father, he cried. Rise and please let me in. Oh, arise, dear mother, he cried. Rise and make up my bed. Arise, dear sister, he cried. Get a napkin to tie round my head, for if I should die tonight, as I suppose I shall, please bury me 'neath that white marble stone that lies 'neath fair Ellender's hall. But the finest corpse that ever her eyes shone on. Oh, fair Ellender called unto her headmaid, whose corpse is this oh so fine? She made her reply, George Collins' corpse, an old true lover of mine. Little boys, and open his coffin so wide that I may kiss his red ruby lips. 10,000 times they've kissed mine. This news been carried to fair London town, wrote on London gate. 6 pretty maids died all in one night. 'Twas all for George Collins's sake.
Oh,
Two albums there that you really should have a listen to. Sam Lee's Ground of Its Own and Mona Swayze's The Village. That last song was Dinewe from Mona Swayze with the beautiful voice of Hope Masike and her Mbira in the centre of that mix. Mona Swayze is a collective of musicians originally from Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Norway and Sweden, who are now based in Norway, I believe. And The Village, out on World Music Network, is an album of traditional Zimbabwean songs being given a Nordic jazz makeover. And talking of traditional songs being given a makeover, let's go back to our session guests, Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino, and a song called Bellacci Dormi, led by Maria Mazzotta on vocals.
Bella ci dormi sui cuscini e io qua fuori, che io qua fuori. Bella ci dormi sui cuscini e io qua fuori. Minu sospiri fino a morire, azzade bella fammi giacire. Minu sospiri fino a morire, azzade bella fammi giacire. Ci dormi stira de core e io qua fuori, che io qua fuori. Bella ci dormi e stira de core, che io qua fuori. Ardo d'amore, ardo d'amore e fino a morire. Azzade bella fammi giacire, ardo d'amore e fino a morire. Azzade bella fammi giacire. Dormi sulla mamace e io qua fuori, che io qua fuori. Bella ci dormi e sulla mamace, che io qua fuori. Non me do pace, non me do pace fino a morire. Azzade bella fammi giacire. Non me do pace e fino a morire. dormi credo a ste mura e io qua fuori, ah, io qua fuori. Bella, dormi credo a ste mura che io qua fuori senza paura, senza paura.
Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, a band whose music spans the centuries and sounds as beautiful and current today as it must have done all those years ago. Balacci Dormi, featuring the dulcet tones of Maria Mazzotta. Mauro Duranti is the leader of the band. Mauro, you were talking earlier on about these songs, these traditional songs being passed down from father to son. Is that how it was for you?
Well, for Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, there is a particular story, because the band was founded in 1975 by Rina Durante, that was cousin of my father, Daniele Durante, that actually led the band until 2007, before passing on the leadership of the band to me. Also, in 1975, until the 90s, there was in the band the father of Emanuele Licci, Roberto Licci, and also until 2007, just like my father, my mother, Rossella Pinto, was part of the band as well. So yes, it's a sort of transmission, but it's not like our grandparents transmitted those songs to us. All of us studied music, went to, I don't know, schools, universities. So there was a sort of a break, interruption, after the 50s or 60s, because the television, for example, put on an ideal of the old culture that came from the country yards, where old were not good and were most of all poor, because it was sort of synonymous of poorness. So old people started to feel ashamed of their own origins. And so the generation of our grandparents started to refuse these traditions. So the work of Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino in the 70s of the folk revival has been very important not to lose this wonderful heritage. And now, after over 30 years, people recognize its own identity through these songs. So I think they succeed.
When you perform live, you have dancers on stage too.
Yes, Silvia Perroni is our dancer. Dance is a big part of our live performance.
And traditionally, the audience would have been dancing, or would they have had their own? Would the band have had their own dancers?
Traditionally, they gathered. Yeah. Used to gather, and there was a sort of a small orchestra, and they also formed circles called ronda, where inside the circle there were dancers as well.
So it was a way of courting. The boys and girls wouldn't be allowed to go out without a chaperone, so I guess this was one way of romance happening.
Yeah, because it was a social happening.
Yeah.
So there was the chance to try to court. I mean, it was not that easy, because, of course, the parents of the girl were there.
Yeah.
But yes, you had a chance to try with your eyes to understand something, to communicate. Now it's different. We got SMS, we got...
Is your music today then popular within the younger generation?
Yes, because nowadays, with the globalization, it's very important to discover and recover the roots. So people from Salento, from Puglia, feel proud of this tradition, this music, and participate all the events with a lot of enthusiasm. And you can find people of every age, children as old people that attend the concerts, and they feel protagonists, because this music is not just being, I mean, a band that performs on the stage, and then the audience that listen to the concert, and then maybe clap their hands. No, it's just that it's more shared. I mean, the audience is as important as the band that is performing, and it's very, very common to find after the show many rondas, that the circus I was talking about before, that where people continue their own show. Yeah. That is their music. It's not the music of that band, yes, and nothing else. At the same time, we went touring abroad a lot. I mean, United States, Canada, all Europe, even toward Asia. And this music always create a great reaction, because beyond the linguistic border, the music can be a universal language, and the rhythm of this music and the energy that you can transmit is always well understood and shared with us.
Lovely. Well, thank you all very much for coming in and bringing a little slice of Salento to World on Three.
Thank you.
Virta sto gora fai mo donna scazzo, virta sto gora fai mo donna scazzo. Ci avrì cambia cozzuna ca, ci avrì cambia cozzuna ca, ci avrì cambia cozzuna na pente bodia. Na pente bodia, na pente bodia, ci avrì cambia cozzuna na pente bodia. Usir non mannare da non è sfazzo, usir non mannare da non è sfazzo. Ciopiga magherai, ciopiga magherai, ciopiga magherai, non è scorcezzo, non è scorcezzo, non è scorcezzo. Ciopiga magherai, non è scorcezzo. E na preolio, preolio, preola, amami bella e non m'abbandona. E na preolio, preolio, preola, amami bella e non m'abbandona. Ci vuol nuovo,
giardini. La caccia non si vuole, la caccia non si vuole, che ho caccia non si vuole, che ho cacciare, che ho cacciare, che ho cacciare, caccia non si vuole, che ho cacciare. La larveriga stanno a sti giardini, la larveriga stanno a sti giardini, ma la gente non si vuole, che ho la gente non si vuole, che ho la gente non si vuole, che ho maso.
Pizzica di Cosimino, a traditional tarantà from the personal repertoire of one of the band members. And if you've enjoyed their music tonight, you should pick up their album, Pizzica Indiavolata, out on the Ponderosa Music and Art label. Now for some vintage Kijo, plus that second track from Rough Guide to Senegal. Sister Far is an outspoken women's rights rapper and soul singer. Originally from Senegal, she now lives in Berlin, where she continues to campaign against female genital mutilation and forced marriage. Saraba was her critically acclaimed international debut release, and this is Ami Jotna, the track that Rough Guide has chosen from it for their compilation.
Wow. wow. Tu è che vuoi fare un santo di gay. Vuoi fare una mamma normale, un gamba di
muore.
Tu vuoi fare un segno di fecchio di fecchio. Diamo una mamma. E te, dol. Ya tu cade, ya tu cade.
Ami, 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 ami,
ami,
ami, ami, ami, ami, ami, ami, ami, ami, ami, ami, ami, Fetcher for don't roll your guy on me, call a young in them. Nothing and why you lay tired, you had
enough. I'm young in them. I'm young in them.
Angelique Kidjo and Ogolo from her album Aye that came out in 1994, still sounding as fresh today as it did then. It's one of the five songs chosen by Island Records' Chris Blackwell for Songline's Top of the World CD last month. Great stuff. Another album to dig out of the archives this winter. Over the last few years, Spain's former rock reggae queen Amparo Sanchez has been discovering her solo soul, so to speak. Alma de Cantaora, Soul of the Singer, is her second solo album, and it's just lovely. La Abuela Margarita is an indigenous Mexican shaman who Amparo knows from her time amongst the Zapatistas in the Chiapas. In the title track, she tells Amparo a story about dreams and spirits. This is the result. Alma de Cantaora.
Soy el poder dentro de mí. Soy el amor del sol y la tierra. Soy gran espíritu y soy eterna. Mi vida está llena de amor y alegría. Y cuando lo cantas muchas veces, pues mira, te la crees. Yo creo que lo mejor es no tener miedo. No tener miedo.
Soy mañana, soy aurora, soy la luz, soy la sombra, el presente, el ahora. Alma de Cantaora, alma de Cantaora.
Hablar del despertar femenino.
Soy la tierra, soy el cielo, soy la luna en un espejo. Soy chamana, sanadora, alma de Cantaora. De Cantaora.
El poder es dentro de nosotros.
Y cantaré mientras me quede voz. No dejaré un rincón sin mi canción. Y cantaré como una bendición. La libertad de ser lo que soy. Soy la lluvia, soy el trueno, soy la madre, rayo y fuego. Soy hermana, luchadora, alma de Cantaora. Alma de Cantaora. Alma de Cantaora.
Tener miedo.
Le, 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 lo, le, 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 lo, la.
Lo mejor es
Abba Dijo from Parveen of the Rajasthani Gypsies with a pinch of Frenchman DJ Click. Click is a consummate traveller and music gatherer, and he's been following the path of Roma people across the continents. So it's no wonder that for the last few years he's been immersed in the Gypsies of India. Click Here Jaipur is his latest electro club trance album, and much of it was recorded in the pink city Jaipur in Rajasthan. Although for that song, Parveen, just 19 years old, travelled all the way to Paris. Now, for the next 2 weeks, Marianne Kennedy is going to be in the World on Three driving seat. I'll be back on the 7th of December with a bit of a special programme. We're going to be announcing the winners of the EFRUTS Critics Poll Awards. Ian Anderson, the editor, will be here to provide the virtual drum roll. Plus, we've got music from Criolo, an exciting maverick artist to emerge from Brazil on the international scene. He's here at the moment as part of the London Jazz Festival, and we're recording his set at Coco's in Camden Town this Sunday when he supports Mulatu Estatke. To give you a taste of his kind of music, this is Mario from Criolo's album Nona Aurelia. It's quite apt, actually, as in the song you can hear him referring to Mulatu.
O shimi shimi a. Chico avisar, a roda não vai parar. E quem se julga nata, cuidado pra não coiar. Atitudes de amor devemos samplear. Mulato, astraque, fela, curte, escutar. Pregar a paz, sim, é questão de honra. Pois o mundo real não é o rancho da pamonha. E pode crer mais de 500 mil manos. Pode crer também em um dialeto suburbano. Pode crer a fé em você que depositamos e fia. Eu odeio explicar gíria. E tenho pra você uma caixa de lama, um lençol de fel pra forrar a sua cama. Na força do verso, a rima que espanca, a hipocrisia doce que alicia nossas crianças. Eu não preciso de óculos pra enxergar o que acontece ao meu redor. Doce pra depois tomar. Hoje vão ter o meu melhor. Eles pensam que eu vou moscar. Mente pequena, eu tenho dó. Eu não preciso de mandinar pra saber que é o seu pior.
Ogum Adjoe Mario.
Ogum Lacaê.
Ogum Adjoe Mario.
Ogum Lacaê.
Ogum Adjoe Mario.
Another taste of India. Canadian fiddler Jaron Freeman Fox spent time in India studying South Indian Carnatic music. And you can hear its influence in his music as he slides between notes, even when, as in that piece, he's weaving together two folk tunes, Off to Japan and Off and Away, that he wittily calls the offset. Manic Almanac Slow Mobius is a worthy and special album. Well, time for just one more song this evening. I'm Lapa Kotari. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I hope I've managed to take some of the stress out of the Christmas shopping, if not give you a few ideas to put under the tree. Join me if you can on the 7th of December when, as I said, we have a concert set from Criollo and when, with Ian Anderson and his Golden Envelope, we will be unveiling exclusively the winners of this year's F-Roots Magazine Music Awards. So this last song is from an album called La Cantiga del Fuego, in which Ana Alcaide, a Spanish singer and instrumentalist, traces the journey that the Sephardic Jews made to preserve their culture. This song, Mikdash, meaning prayer, was written for the Santa María la Blanca Synagogue in Toledo, Ana's hometown. But in this version, the text has been adapted from an old Persian poem and begins with a beautiful improvisation from Iranian musician and singer Reza Shayeshte. Till next time, goodbye.
نفس براد کام صبح می آید نفس براد کام صبح که بختم از خواب در نمی آید سواب چشم من انداخت خاکی از کویت که زندگی هم در نظر نمی آید یا مقیم زلف تو شده مقیم زلف تو شده که خواهش سوا دیدی یا زن غریب بلاکش خبر نمی آید دردم از یار درمانم از یار کفرم از خدا ایمانم از یاد مسیح آسا گرمه کشندم بدار دست بر نمی دارم زدامان Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm starting today with a visit to one of the most remarkable of concert halls, the Palau de la Música in Barcelona. Do have a look online for some photos of its extraordinary interior, complete with stained glass and other examples of Catalan modernism. Well, in May 2012, it welcomed the Fauré Quartet to play piano quartets by Mahler and Brahms, as well as their namesake French composer. And if you're surprised to hear Mahler's name in that list, well, yes, he didn't write much chamber music, but here's the one surviving movement of a piano quartet in A minor, which Mahler composed as a 16-year-old student.